Welcome in, everyone, to the Batflip Podcast. My name is Damien, here with Matt and David. Today, we got a special episode. This was the NFL draft weekend that just came and passed. So we're taking a play out of their book this week, and we're going to do a draft of our own. Drafting a team for the next 5 years, and we'll get into some of the rules and stuff about it here in just a minute. But before we get into all that, Matt, how are you doing, and how was your trip to Nashville?
I'm pretty good. My trip to Nashville was fun. I went up there for the Predators hockey game in the playoffs, and it was a little bit of a disaster of a game because they were winning with 2 minutes left by two goals, and the other team scored two goals with an empty net, and the one of them was with 6 seconds left. So that was kind of depressing. But other than that, it was really fun. I witnessed a country singer chug a beer out of a catfish. So that was interesting. And then we had a, just had a good time visiting with my family up there. And we went to a few places, a lot of fun, but definitely a good time. I enjoyed watching some baseball this weekend too. Watched the Braves games, and that was good. And it's been a good weekend. How was yours, David?
It was good. It was not as chaotic a weekend as I was thinking it would be, but next weekend is going to be quite wild because that's when I'm moving. So everything's kind of been lined up. We're ready to go. It's going to be exciting, but that's kind of the main crux of things that's on my mind. Cubs are getting no hit right now, so we're hoping that they get a hit while we're on this one, and everything else should be good to go. How you doing, Damien?
I'm doing good. Just really hung out this week. Got to watch, watch some games, obviously, and watch the NFL draft, which is always one of my favorite things of the year. I got a tradition with one of my buddies. We've been doing it for like 8 or 9 years now, going and hanging out, watching the first round. So I was able to do that and finally see him again, which was a lot of fun. So just had a really good weekend and just excited for this episode. I honestly, watching the draft this weekend, I kind of got this inkling of an idea to do this. And I think we put a really fun thing about how we should do this. So just really excited to get into this. So first, let's go over some of the kind of rules and stuff for everyone that's following. And if you're on YouTube or have a YouTube, you can go over there, and we're going to have an active, sheet over there that you can see, as we're going along and what our teams look like throughout the process and stuff. But we're drafting a full starting nine. So catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base, left field, center field, right field, DH. And a starting pitcher. And we're drafting our teams for the next 5 seasons. So we're going to save this, and we'll come back in 5 years and see. Not really. I'm just kidding on that part. But it's just a fun little thing to see. A couple other things. You have to draft a player for a position he's already played before. So can't draft Pete Alonso and put him at third base. You have to draft somebody who's made their major league debut already. So no prospects count in this one. And since we are doing a full thing plus one, that is 10 players per team, which means 30 teams. So one player per team. So if somebody picks the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani, the Dodgers are therefore out for everyone else. Nobody else can pick them. So it should be a fun little thing. It'll be in snake order as well. So pre-show, David ended up getting the first pick. I got the second pick. Matt got the third pick here. And it'll be in snake order. So Matt will have third pick and fourth pick. David will have sixth pick and seventh pick. So kind of like your fantasy football drafts, if you do that in the same way as there. But anything else you guys want to add on to that before we jump into this?
No, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I think there'll be some strategy involved to trying to block a team off from you guys being able to pick them. But
for sure,
first pick. I will say we were all kind of trying to dodge first pick. It's a little kind of intimidating, but I don't know how this is going to go, right?
Nobody does. I mean, I haven't even thought about where I'm picking it. I'm in second pick.
So that'll be interesting. And then there's some teams that have two or three really good players, and that's going to claw. Those are going to kind of deteriorate pretty quickly. This could get really interesting. These teams could have a few interesting names on them that I don't think we're going to necessarily be predicting now, right? But this is next 5 years, thinking ahead, it'll be so I would say, guys who are already well past their prime and potentially declining, they're probably not going to get picked. But yeah, so should I go ahead and make my first pick? Am I on the clock?
Yeah, well, that was going to be one thing I was going to say. Should we actually have a clock for this? Should we have a time limit per pick?
I think so, but I also think we ought to be able to
I think
get
we can.
there,
Yeah.
There's some time between picks. And when you got two, but you can be thinking about it when you're
Yeah.
making your first pick, so.
Well, I don't, okay? I got a round
No
thing
brain
here.
cells.
So okay, well, we'll just play it by ear. We'll
If we're getting long, throw a clock on the screen.
Yeah. I don't know about all about that, but we'll just figure it out as we go. That's how we always roll here. So yeah, go ahead, David. You are on the clock for the first pick.
All right. I'm gonna keep it simple, stupid. And I'm just gonna take Juan Soto. He's gonna get $500 million this offseason. I don't see any reason not to take him. And as much as I want to take a Dodger, it'd be difficult for me to pick between the Dodgers superstars, but it's less difficult for me to just take the best hitter in baseball, Juan Soto. And yeah, we'll put him in right field.
I was just assuming that one.
Yeah,
Say where you're
that's the
drafting a
way.
player for, so we can do
Yes.
that.
We will draft him for right field. And the Yankees are off the board. So Aaron Judge can't be taken. Garrett Cole can't be taken.
Yeah. Man, that's a really good pick. I think it's that was one of the easy 1-1 consideration guys.
Yeah.
Man, I do not know what I want to do here. I'm gonna be
I know. I
completely.
left Amy in the Dodgers. Maybe that was my mistake. But I want Juan Soto. Now
No,
my
I
team
mean,
has Juan Soto on it. It
yeah,
looks good.
that's a really, really good, easy pick. Because I think it's all about, I mean, want to do that, then I don't want to do All right. You know what? We're just going to do it easy here. I am going to take for right field Fernando Tatis Jr.
Wow.
That's who I was taking.
Very interesting. Really?
Yes.
I saw Tatis and I was like, he still isn't hitting as well as I want
Yeah.
Tatis to be hitting. He's got a 121 WRC plus this year.
I trust that the bat's going to come around. He's also turned into like a really elite defensive right fielder. He's still so young and he's shown the potential for 40 plus homer seasons and stuff. Like, I just think that that's pretty easy. You can't go wrong picking a guy like Tatis, and I'm not sure there was many other picks on the Padres
Yeah.
worth picking for the next 5 years.
His batted ball data has been really good so far this year too. Like he's got
Some.
a his he's out underperforming his xWOBA by over 60 points. He's got a career low strikeout rate right now. His walk rate's up from last year. Like he's looking good. I don't think he's gotten the results yet. He's got a 258 batting average on balls in play, so that should probably come up.
So, Matt, you are now on the clock for two
For
picks.
two.
For two picks. Well, I wasn't gonna take him
But
because,
he's there.
well, I was gonna take the other two guys y'all took over him, but now I guess I can wait because y'all don't need a right fielder now. But unless you
I
take
wouldn't
another, I
wait.
was gonna say unless
I
you take
wouldn't
another
wait
Brave.
because yeah,
You never
there's
know.
lots of Braves
See,
available, buddy. Now
the thing I think is, if is it worth taking Acuña? Is it high? Is it enough to where like the difference between him and Kyle Tucker for me? I think so, because I'm worried. And I'll say it real quick. I will pick Acuña, but I am a little bit worried about how he's looked this year. He's hitting the ball on the ground a ton. And he's striking out a lot more than he did last year. It looks a lot like it did back in 2022 when he first came off his knee injury. And You know, we thought that might have gotten corrected last year, just being a year off the knee injury, but it seems like there's a little bit of just this is something that's going to be a mechanical flaw with him that's going to come up every now and then, and it worries me a little bit because that was the entire season, a 2022 stretch. So, you know, I'm hoping he's able to snap out of it, figure it out at some point, but I am worried that there's something mechanical with him, and I'm also a little worried about injury in the future with him too. But obviously he's the defending MVP and he's still a really good player even when he's not hitting for a lot of power. I mean, he's got a almost 400 on base percentage right now, and he's stealing tons of bases, so he's still a really good player. It's just, is he that MVP guy, or is he like, you know, I think it's going to be a little bit more inconsistent than most of us were expecting after what he did last year. But yeah, I'll pick him. And then I get my choice of pretty much every other position now, huh?
Yeah, I want to before you pick real quick, Matt. One thing I want to clarify because we didn't really go about this really. We just kind of said like, hey, he has to have played the position before. What is like the cutoff for having played that position?
I mean,
Just having played
having
it.
played it as a somewhat regular, like we can't say Freddie Freeman is at third base, even though he
Right.
played there for like a quarter of a season
Yeah.
that time. Like,
Right.
but
Okay, so like if we have like a over under what 300 career innings or something.
I don't even know if it's necessarily like career innings as much as like, because I mean, some of these
Well,
guys are.
it's it'll okay, it's we'll call it
Well,
like our we'll
because
call it by year.
the only thing.
There shouldn't be any problems like
Well,
that.
I'm just saying, like, if it's an outfielder who has played other positions, technically, like,
Yeah, I mean,
who's played,
like
like, a,
yeah,
if a left
he's played
fielder's,
other
well, no,
positions.
no, if a, like a right fielder's played left field, is that really an issue if he's played it a little bit?
No, it's
Okay,
fine. That
that's what I'm
it don't
trying
matter
to.
to me. Seriously, if
Okay.
you're putting a center fielder in left field, no one's gonna care.
Okay. Well, hey, that's why I'm
It's
trying to
all good.
clarify what we're
I
doing
think
here.
I know who you're talking about, but
Yeah.
yeah, it's fine. We're not that serious here. Come on.
Okay. Hey, just saying. All right, go ahead, Matt.
All right, so my next pick, I think I'm going to go ahead and pick. This is tough.
Yeah,
it is tough.
Give me. I'm trying to decide between Yordan and Ohtani.
Wow. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, because I just don't think there's a lot of depth that of really high-end players that are high-end hitters, like best hitter in baseball types. And both of those guys, once you get beyond that as potential DHs, it's just not that much. I think give me. I think I'm gonna just take Ohtani,
There you go.
because I really like how he's looked this year. I was a little worried last year. He made such an improvement at the plate over even. I mean, he's always been good, but he made like that jump to like best player in baseball last, best hitter in baseball last year. He's already best player because of the pitching, but best hitter in baseball last year, and he is. And I wasn't sure if he was gonna repeat that because it was a little bit. It was much improved over the past. You know, it felt like it might be kind of a career year for him, but he obviously is repeating it right now. So I figured I'd take him and block Damian from taking his Dodgers. So.
Man.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know when or if I was going to pick a Dodger. Just be.
It's funny, you know, I wasn't gonna pick Ohtani if I picked a Dodger.
Yeah, I probably would have picked Mookie
Yeah.
if I was going to
I
pick a
was gonna
Dodger.
pick Will Smith.
That's a good pick too.
Yeah, because catcher's just really thin.
Yeah, catcher is really thin. I just was thinking over the next 5 years, you know, like you're still going to get high level production from Ohtani, from Mookie, from
Yeah.
that. So it's just, yeah, right there. So I think what I will do is because of said conversation, I think I'm just going to take Adley.
Okay. Wow. You did block me there, but you didn't, you blocked me for the wrong reason.
Well, I don't, just looking at the catchers, you know, we have Will Smith, but he's already gone now, right? And obviously don't believe in Salvi for the next 5 years. William Contreras is interesting, but if I'm betting on one, I'm going to bet on Adley. And I just don't love the rest of the depth around the catching right now. So that's just kind of why I feel like Adley, he's already proven it. And I think he's a cornerstone piece. So it also blocks other Orioles like Gunnar Henderson and some other ones. So
yeah,
Adley.
I was waiting on Gunnar Henderson. I was going to jump on Gunnar Henderson as soon as you picked.
Yeah.
So that is disappointing but I had a plan for Gunnar Henderson and I'm going to execute the plan, but with a different guy.
Okay.
I am going to execute the plan of put good shortstop at third base and we're going to put Bobby Witt Jr. at third base. He has played 440 innings at third base as a rookie. We're going to stick him there for the dynasty team because I'm going to pick a different shortstop.
That is really interesting because Bobby Witt was going to be my next pick. I was between Adley and Bobby Witt there. So just
beautiful.
The way it went.
Yeah. But what I am going to do is I'm going to hold off on that. We're actually going to hold off completely on grabbing that other shortstop. What I want to do is, I'm rethinking my strategy from before, but I probably shouldn't. So I was going to just start taking players from the teams like that are kind of mid. But it just keeps the good teams available. Should I get my pitcher? I should just get my pitcher now. Yeah, I'm going to take George Kirby.
Ooh.
Block off Julio.
I was about to say he just took Damian's other pick.
Yeah, block off Julio and put Kirby on the mound.
That was actually interesting because Kirby was not the pitcher that I had in mind, actually. But what I will do is, Matt mentioned him earlier, I'm going to take Kyle Tucker and I'm going to put him in left field.
Yep.
That's
a good one.
It's just an easy move there. He's one of the better superstars in the game right now, underrated a little bit in my mind. So easy pick just to put him over there.
Yeah. So for my next pick, I think I'm actually going to do y'all a little bit of a favor with my next pick.
Okay.
Because it's on a team that is really, really, really bad.
Interesting.
I don't like very many of the center field options left. I see like Luis Robert and Jazz Chisholm, Jungwoo Lee, Cody Bellinger. I'm going to pick Luis Robert. He's young. He had a great year last year. I kind of hate picking a guy on the White Sox because he's probably the only one that's going to be him or maybe Crochet if things kind of fell apart. But Crochet with the injuries would concern me. I'm going to take Luis Robert.
It's not a bad one. You also get another pick right back to back.
I do get another pick. And my other
and that's the big question on strategy before Matt picks is do we block off these bad teams, right? That's an interesting question because Matt leaves a bunch of division leading style teams, on the wraparound here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I'm not leaving one here. I'm picking Corey Seager for my shortstop.
Mm. Interesting.
So
that is very, very good pick because that was going to be my pick right here. What's going to be Corey Seager.
And that confirms one of my picks. I was between two guys at a different position, and one of them played for the Rangers.
Yeah. So, what does that do here? Don't know if I love that for the next. It's really interesting that we're in a really, really weird gray area here.
There's some very intriguing stuff and that it's rocking in through my mind.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm surprised it's actually lasted this long. I'm going to take Corbin Carroll for center field.
Interesting.
He's not having a great season right now, but I think that's partially because of the shoulder injury. But, I mean, we saw the year he put up last year, and I just he's a really, really good talent. And like Matt mentioned, the outfield options were kind of waning a little bit. So I don't think that that was really a bad pick, and it blocks off of a, it blocks out maybe a potential Ketel Marte pick, but I don't know. There was much else from the Diamondbacks that you would rather have picked anyways. So.
Yeah. You mentioned the injury to Corbin Carroll. That's, I was thinking about picking him, but
yeah.
I'm concerned that the injuries, because it's a recurring injury that's happened. It might not be the exact same injury, but he's had shoulder problems and three or four of them in his career. He had a bunch in the minors too. I'm a little concerned that that's going to end up like really hindering him long term. I hope it doesn't, because if he's healthy, like that's an incredible player, and you yeah. saw what he could do last year. So I'm hoping I'm wrong about that, but
it's a fair concern.
Yeah,
for sure. So, David?
I'm going to rethink what I thought before, but I'm going to take Ellie De La Cruz at shortstop.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
And I'm going to take CJ Abrams at second base. Okay. I'm going to kick off the Diamondbacks, or the Nationals, and I'm going to kick off the Reds. I think the CJ Abrams breakout is real. He's hitting home runs now, which he's 23 years old, and he's hitting a ton of home runs right now. Hit number 7 tonight. He stole 47 bases last year. He looks like an absolute superstar at the plate right now. 367 on base, 612 slugging this season. And last year he was, we said the breakout was coming. I'd be foolish if I didn't pick him up in this. Ellie, we've discussed Ellie at length. We talked about his performance last week and a lot. 18 stolen bases already. The power is real. I think the speed is exceptional. And that guy is such an athlete that my team's just going to look like, the superstar breakout style team. We're keeping it young. I think next 5 years, that's what I'm going for here. So, I think that's going to be a nice little group.
Yeah, that's an interesting combo there. I definitely thought about CJ maybe here in a little bit. But taking
he's my guy. I wanted him. I wanted to get on him.
Taking him, taking him early and throwing him at second base is a good option there. Man, it almost seems like the middle infield depth is kind of waning a little bit.
It's because the other teams are getting blocked off too.
Yeah, right? I mean that's part of the
Rangers takes away Simeon and
yeah, you gotta
Diamondbacks takes away Ketel Marte.
You got to think of that while you're. While you're doing this. So, I want to do that, but then I just don't at the same time. I'm just looking at this real quick to see if I'm playing it. All right, I might be jumping a little early on this, but I think that it will work out for me in the long run for it. I am going to go my first baseman here, and looking at the teams left at first base.
I know who you're taking.
Who am I taking?
He plays in the Northeast.
Potentially.
Go there. How about in Philadelphia?
Actually, no.
Ooh.
I was not going to go Bryce Harper because this is a guy that I really, really love.
He has
started his breakout this year. I am taking Tristan Casas.
Yep. That's what I started thinking. That's a good pick.
So Casas over Devers. Interesting.
Yeah,
I thought for sure Devers was going to go at third base.
The thing is I just think there's better options at third base deeper down than I think there is at first base right now. The teams that are left. Because that's something you have to play is with the teams that are left, who has options?
I don't agree with you, but I think that's what makes this fun.
That's what makes it fun. All right, so Matt, you're on the clock for two.
So my first pick of the two is going to be I am concerned about their third baseman remaining now that Devers is gone. That was going to be one of my picks. I'm going to go with Isak Paredes from the Rays. I think that of the remaining guys on the list, he's him. It was between, for me, it was between him and Jose Ramirez, but Isak Paredes is a lot younger. Jose Ramirez is already showing some signs of slowing down a little bit. So if we're looking at the next 5 years, Isak Paredes, I really like his game. And then,
I don't know if that's even the third baseman I would have taken from the Rays.
Really?
Junior Caminero made his debut.
Right.
He's 20 years old.
Right, but I mean, Isak Paredes is an established big leaguer too. Like, you know, I get it. I get it. Like, Jamer Caminero, he's a really good prospect. He hasn't really proven it at all. And we're looking at 5 years, I think in 10 years, there's a very good chance Caminero is way better than Paredes because he'll be old. But, like, I think right now I feel more comfortable with Paredes. But
gotcha.
The other guy I was going to take is I'm going to go ahead and hit the catcher because there's very few options left. And I'm going to grab William Contreras because he was a pretty good hitter. He has been his entire big league career, and he is a guy who, you know, the defense was really the concern with him, and the Brewers are a factory when it comes to defensive catchers. They turned Narvaez into a half decent catcher. I mean, they've William Contreras has just been awesome for them. So I think he's up there as one of the best catchers in baseball already, and I really like him. So I'm going to go with that. He's also young.
That stinks.
Yeah.
I was hoping I could leave him off for one more round, but I just didn't want to leave without CJ.
Yeah.
Punt catcher now.
Looking at what is left here, this is really interesting because I need second shortstop and then looking at DH and pitchers. Really, Matt has second base left and DH. I'm going to jump on this. I know David can't get it in before I, you know what? I'll let him come back next round, just in case. I will take for my... Let me look at this again real quick. I had an interesting thought of what I was going to do, but then I second thought it because you can't do it. I think for my shortstop, I am going to take Mason Winn.
Wow.
Okay.
It might be a little shocking, but looking at the teams that are left, and shortstop options, Angels, I don't believe in any of those. A's, I don't really believe in any of those. You could have talked yourself maybe into Bo Bichette, but I don't know if his long-term value is potentially the same as it was. Lindor and Trey Turner, they're aging. I don't know if they'll be good in the next 5 years to that level. I'm really kind of concerned about what the shortstop depth would have looked like. So Mason Winn.
My. That puts me certainly in a spot.
It does.
Well, I'm going to start with Bryce Harper, and we're going to put him at DH.
Oh, okay. Well, Neil switcheroo, huh?
And that's because I don't know what I want to do yet with the fielders, and so I might hang on to a spot. But what I think I'm going to do is take I'm gonna take Riley Green and put him in center field.
Damn it.
I'll leave first base open for a little bit. I think that's probably the move. But yeah, Riley Green's on the cusp of a breakout. Bryce is struggling a little bit this season. He's got six homers, but he's got a .234 batting average. I fully believe in Bryce Harper. I know he'll be back to his normal self pretty soon. I think he's still kind of getting into understanding first base and some of that stuff. I don't really have any doubts that Bryce Harper will be back. He was had a 142 WRC plus last season and in his season. So yeah, Riley Green, I think the breakout's hit. He's certainly looking like a star player right now. And I take the Tigers, which, you know, it's another team that really only has one or two options. So yeah, Riley Green, he's like walking 19% of the time, 383 OBP, and he's going to play center field. Like that's a perfect spot.
Yeah. I was going to take Scooble with this pick. That was the guy I was going to let go back around because you had already had your starting pitcher. And I did not think you would jump on Riley Green that soon. Considering that he hadn't played left field and we had had our outfield. So I figured you might let him drop some more. But that changes some of what I'm going to do here. Because there's not really many good starting pitching options left.
Dang it.
Looking at these teams here.
He's gonna pick him.
I don't know who I'm gonna pick. I'm really between two teams here. No, you know what? Actually, how old is he? He might be younger than I thought he was. He is. Okay. I'm going to go Logan Webb. I'm not going to overthink this. I actually was not even thinking about him until I looked over and saw the Giants. So Logan Webb, he's 27 years old, which is, I thought he was like 30 already. But he's just been so good. And there's really nothing left on the Giants anyways that you would want to pick. So take that over real quick.
Oh, baby, it's getting rail thin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting to the point to where I have to pick a pitcher that I don't think is all that – that it's just – it's hard.
Yeah.
It's either going to have to be a rookie or somebody that's like
– while Matt's thinking, update, Luis Severino made it 7 2/3.
Oh, wow.
No hit innings on the Cubs. Dansby Swanson broke it up.
Okay, so I'm in between a couple guys here.
Huh?
I'm thinking one's a rookie, and the other one is a young pitcher that's having a little bit of a breakout so far this year. And there's one in the minor leagues that you could consider, but I don't think that we're doing that.
Mm-mm.
If he's in the minors but has pitched in the majors, he has not sure. Pitched in
the majors.
I know where you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking Skeens for that, but I don't think.
Nope, can't take Skeens.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. I think I might take Skeens here if I were you, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Skeens is probably the, you know, the guy. I think I'm gonna pick Reed Detmers.
Okay.
I really okay. like what I've seen from him so far this year. We're running low on options. He's an, you know, we haven't got the Angels yet. A lot of these teams that we have remaining have a lot of veteran pitchers, and they're struggling with their young pitching, or they have a lot of injury prone pitchers in the case of like the Marlins, so and the Guardians. So I think that. I think Detmers is a good option. He's been fairly durable. I like the improvements he's shown this year.
It's not bad at all. Surprised that, I mean, I'm not really surprised just because it is for 5 years, but that it lasted that long without the Angels getting picked with Trout.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, he is 32, but you could still talk yourself into right. him being really good. Even
yeah, the injury even, thing, though, too, with him.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, through the age 37, you know, there is still some concern, but you could probably talk yourself into that.
Right. I get my second pick, right?
Yes.
Yes, you okay. do.
So for my second pick, I think that I'm going to look in. We got a limited amount of teams left here.
Yep.
We are running dry.
Low. And I don't know who's going to make it back to me. But I think my pick's going to be at left field. I think I'm going to pick Stephen Kwan.
Man.
No Guardians have been picked yet.
Interesting.
And I think he's at least going to be – I don't think he's ever going to be like a superstar, but I think he's at least going to be a very consistent player. He's a good defender, all the contact skills he has. And we're just running really low on corner outfielders at this point that aren't on teams that have been picked. I guess I see one guy I probably should have picked, but can I change it?
No, sir. Oh, well. That's the one thing I will not allow. I was going to say you should have taken Josh Naylor and put him at first base. That's what I was going to do.
That's not what I was doing. But
yes, yeah. there's some corner outfielders. There's another Cubbies. There's some corner outfielders.
Yeah, that's the one I was sitting there thinking I probably should have taken. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
There's some corner outfielders on the Twins that are kind of interesting. But yeah, no. I guess that seals in who I'm taking in the outfield. Unless Damian takes a Cubby here. That would be... we'll see.
buddy. I have to think of how much of a stan I'm going to be here.
Uh-oh.
And if I'm going to allow it to go through my fingers.
Maybe I've been setting you up this whole time.
You maybe have been.
Because I need a first baseman, and I'm looking at the board, and there's some good first baseman left for me.
There is a good first baseman left for you. A couple good first basemen.
A couple of good first basemen
left for you. And I can only take one hitter that is a first base eligible type player to play at my DH. So you're kind of going to get one of them anyways. But I just have to decide if I am going to go with... if I'm going to go with my guy, or if I'm going to go with the guy who I think is maybe a better option. And I think I should just probably go with my guy. Because I believe, even if nobody else does, all right, last year was real again. And 2019...
oh, God.
Will always live in my heart, but I do not care, and I am going to pass on him this time, and I'm going to take Pete Alonso.
Wow.
Got him.
Pete Alonso switcheroo. For my DH. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know I was talking about Cody there. I love Cody, but I felt Pete was probably the better pick for that spot.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping Pete would be there, but... you know, that leaves me with a very interestingly open Cubs hole there in left field.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to pick the Cubs for the first one. I just have to decide whether or not I can. Who's playing first base for the Rockies?
Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant. That's going to be my last pick.
Chris Bryant is
either Elias Diaz or Chris Bryant, because y'all ain't picking any Rockies.
Nope.
So, I am going to put Edward Julian at first base.
Okay.
Dang it.
He has played some first base. I know that. And I'm going to put Cody Bellinger in left field. I'm going to put him in over Saya. That is entirely preference. I trust in Cody. You know, to put those numbers together. It's between Cody and Saya for me there in the outfield. I've had Julian on my board from the beginning. It's time to grab him, and I'll just let the worst catcher fall. We'll see what happens with that. Yeah, I'll take Elias Diaz if he comes Damian's to me,
gonna,
but it might be worse Damian's than that. It might be
Ross.
Tyler Soderstrom
or
something.
We're going to leave you the Marlins. You have to take either Nick Fortes or Christian Bethencourt.
Yeah, that one would hurt.
It's
so we'll see.
Actually kind of funny that you said that. Because Ryan McMahon was going to be my pick at third base.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Just looking at the options that are left, I think McMahon has the most potential out of them right now. I don't love any third base potential prospect from the A's. The Pirates, you know, have Kip Ryan, but I'm just wasn't sold on that. So Ryan McMahon it is.
Well, well, well. I get back-to-back picks to close it out here, don't I?
You do.
So my first pick of the back-to-back picks is going to be from a team that has no home. I need a second baseman.
Yeah.
And there's one player that I put down a list of about 10 options for each position. There's one player that was on my list from this team. That would be Zach Gelof from the A's. And I think he's going to be a really good player at second base. I don't know if he's a future star, but he's solid. So I like Zach Gelof. He's going to be my first one there. And then my second one that is here to – I'm going to make the pick to screw y'all over, I guess.
Huh?
And y'all are going to hate this. I'm going to hate this pick, but I kind of have to make it because of the other options. I need a first baseman. And I don't want Connor Joe, and I don't want Josh Bell. So my option remaining, we got to believe that Vlad Jr. is going to figure it out at some point.
Yeah.
So I think for the last round of the draft, Vlad Jr. is not a bad pick. I don't believe in Vlad Jr., but I mean, he's at least got an upside. He's had 1 year of an unbelievable season, so we'll see if he can figure it out. But he's there, so I'll take him.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you got to do there. I think my pick is probably just got to be pretty easy here for my last spot. Looking at second base, I mean, if you look at the two teams left, Marlins or Pirates, and there's a guy on the Marlins who used to play second base, has now been moved to center field. And that's Jazz.
That's not the second baseman I would have taken, but all right.
I like the upside of Jazz more than I like the upside of Luis Arraez.
I'm certainly not going to argue that Jazz could play second base. Thank you. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I think Jazz has the potential, if he ever figures it out, to have a breakout season and have power speed combo where like Arraez is going to hit for average. And you never know with that. So anyways, leaves you with the Pirates for catcher.
Well, all three of the Pirates catchers are pretty bad. Henry Davis, Andy Rodriguez, and Joey Bart are my options. Joey Bart's got a 173 WRC plus right now.
Do not forget that they have Yasmani Grandal.
I was about to say, Yasmani Grandal is there.
So Joey Bart's got a 173 WRC plus right now. Do I believe in the changes? Do I believe that Joey Bart's finally put it together? Or do I think that, you know, over the next 5 years, Andy Rodriguez is going to come off the IL, figure it out, and get to hitting? Or do I believe that Henry Davis is going to finally figure out how to hit? I'll go ahead and give me Andy. I think Andy's probably the top catching option on this team. And, you know, Joey Bart's interesting, but I just don't believe in the... Yeah, the Giants are a team that kind of is good enough at developing catchers, and they weren't convinced with Joey Bart. And, you know, I can't lead him on that, and I can't lead Henry Davis. We'll be down a catcher there for the beginning, but it's the best of the bad option left there.
I like that pick out of those guys. Andy Rodriguez was awesome defensively last year when he played in the big leagues, and he's had a good track record as a bat in the minor leagues too. So I really like that pick.
Yeah, it's not a bad pick at all. Out of the options you had, definitely Endy was the one that you should have went with there. But, you know, looking over, I mean, we have some really interesting teams. We got some really interesting teams here. I think we all found our own spots where we had to ebb and flow and give a little bit here and there, but it's really solid. We're going to screenshot this. And I will put it on our X page and our Instagram story with a poll so you can vote who had the best draft here. So we can just get your feedback on that, because I think there'll be some really interesting takes. And let us know, you know, who was dumb for making which pick.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, David waiting on catcher for Indy Rodriguez. Maybe. I don't know. But no, it's just gonna be interesting. What are your guys' overall like takeaways from our draft here and your team in general?
I drafted too many lefties.
We did not think about that.
Yeah.
I thought about it after I took Julian and Cody, and I was like, Julian's lefty, isn't he? God dang it. If I take Seiya right there, then I have a lefty and a righty, and
yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah, I think
Riley Green's a righty, right?
Yeah.
Bobby Witt's a righty.
Well, Riley Green's a lefty.
Yeah, I like my team.
Is he?
Yeah, Riley Green's a lefty.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Your only righty is Bobby Witt, and then you have two switch hitters.
I was saying Ellie's a switch hitter, and I think Andy. Andy's a switch hitter.
Andy is, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Riley Green's a lefty. Well. Yeah. Look, Matt's team might slaughter me because of Detmers.
Yeah. Look, I have a lot of lefties too with Cassis, Jazz, McMahon, Tucker, Corbin. But yeah. I have some good righty mashers too.
I turned out to have a decent mix.
You got a good balance.
Ohtani, Kwan, and Corey Seager. But I do have a lot of righty. I have a lot of righty swing and miss between Contreras, Vlad Jr., Luis Robert, Ronald Acuna Jr. Well, 2024 Ronald Acuna Jr. with a swing and miss, but
yeah.
See, Damian, I am a little surprised you didn't go like Jake Berger at third base or something, the Marlins, and then leave me with I guess getting Jazz at all is probably a good option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just looking at the third base options at the time when I was taking it was like Ryan McMahon, it was potentially Jake Berger, and then it was like Cabrian Hayes.
I was absolutely taking Pete Alonso. By the way, I was back when you were debating on Cody or Pete, I was absolutely going Pete.
Yeah, see, well, before that pick, I wasn't even going to draft Pete, I'm gonna be honest. I was going to take Trout, and then Matt took Reed Detmers, and I was like, oh, I have to rethink this. And then I looked around, and I was like, who's the best hitter left in general? And it happened to just be Pete. So
I did.
Yeah.
Pete or Cody, and Pete just right now has shown the consistency that we need to see you back from Cody for another year or two.
Cody's been fine this year to start, but he definitely had a little cold spell in there that had just slowed the numbers down, and then he broke his ribs. So.
Yeah, for sure. So, Matt, what do you think of your overall team?
I like it. I mean, I think I might lack a tiny bit of like the high-end upside with the young guys. I mean, you know, obviously Ohtani and Acuna have the high-end in their game, but like a lot of my kind of middle tier, like, you know, with Geloff and Paredes and Kwan, you know, Luis Robert, they've got Vlad Jr. They have like enough warts in their games to where even if they put up like a 90th percentile season for those guys, that they might still not be like elite players. So I really like the team. I mean, I think it's pretty solid. I kind of got lucky on the, you know, the way the team's whittled down, and I was able to get Vlad Jr. at first base as opposed to I could have been worse. So yeah. I'm not a big Vlad Jr. believer, but it could have been worse. So, and then my pitching, I waited too long on Logan Webb. That's the guy I was going to pick like the entire time. And then I waited too long on him. So, I mean, Reed Detmers, I think, is a good pitcher, but I got to the point where there just weren't that many options that were young, not injured, and I thought were decent options. So I didn't really have many that many choices. So Detmers was a guy that I have liked this year. So I'm worried that if my team played over the next five seasons, that my pitching would not be fantastic. But
see, I was a little surprised that at that moment you didn't go after like a Pablo Lopez instead of Reed Detmers.
I thought about it, but I don't know. There's something always been about Pablo Lopez that just doesn't make me believe long term in him. Like, I think he's really good right now, but I don't know what it is. And then I also kind of thought about Joe Ryan too. I mean, the Twins were open, and I don't know. I mean, you know, Pablo Lopez is really good. I mean, he had a great year last year. Like, he's a really good pitcher. I just don't. I mean, I think we went over it last year when I had the when they made the Lopez for Arias swap, and I was talking about how I just didn't love Pablo Lopez. And
right.
I mean, he's obviously proven me wrong last year and this year so far. He is a high ERA, but a low FIP this year. But I don't know. I mean, I probably could have picked him, but he's also 28, and Reed Detmers is younger, so that's another thing. But
and if we weren't playing with injuries here, the Marlins at that point would have had.
Well, yeah, I mean, they would have been gone. The Marlins would have been like the first five teams picked if the pitching was healthy, like Alcantara. Yeah.
I mean,
Perez.
It's next 5 years. You could have taken Sandy. Well, yeah. There was nothing stopping you. I took Endy. He's on the IL all year.
Oh, I agree.
You
kind of
got forced into that one, but it's just pitchers coming off of Tommy John as well. You just aren't sure.
That's what I was.
The point to
it's scary.
Yeah,
there wasn't nothing stopping us from doing that. But
no, well, I'm saying like it stopped us because they are injured right now.
That's what
stopped us. Like where I was saying, like if we said injuries were not a concern, right? Like we had to factor in that Sandy had TJ, Yuri's already going for TJ, Lizardo just went on the IL with an injury concern too. It's like had any of those guys been actually healthy, it's a different story. But since they've all had their injury concerns already right now. It's like, hey, for the next 5 years, you just aren't sure how they're going to bounce back until you see it.
Right.
So, anyways.
So nobody's believing in the Alec Bohm breakout either, eh? Everybody needed third baseman for a while.
Not even a little bit.
I thought about Bohm, but I wasn't going to take him as early as you were going to take Harper. If he was there like late round, then I would have thought about it. But yeah, at that point. So
He's a player of the week candidate, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's got a 420 BABIP on the season. I mean,
All right, well, let's do one final rundown for those listening on the podcast platforms again. So looking over at David's roster, he's got Andy Rodriguez at catcher, Edward Julian at first base, CJ Abrams at second base, Ellie De La Cruz at shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr. at third base, Cody Bellinger in left field, Riley Green in center field, Juan Soto in right field, Bryce Harper at DH, and George Kirby on the mound. Jumping over to my team now, I got Adley behind the plate, Tristan Casas at first base, Jazz Chisholm at second base, Mason Wynn at shortstop, Ryan McMahon at third base. Left field, I have Kyle Tucker, Corbin Carroll in center field, Fernando Tatis Jr. in right field, Pete Alonso at DH, and Logan Webb on the mound. And then last but not least, Matt's team, he has William Contreras behind the plate, Vlad Jr. at first base, Zach Gieloff at second base, shortstop Corey Seager, third base Isak Paredes, left field Stephen Kwan, center field Luis Robert, right field Ronald Acuna Jr., DH Shohei Ohtani, and then Reed Detmers at his starting pitcher positions. So if you guys have a X/Twitter account or an Instagram account, go over to our page, BatFlip Podcast. Let us know what you think and vote on the poll that will be up on the 30th of April. So nice little fun episode here. Glad we could do this. It was a lot of fun. But thank you guys for tuning in to this episode. Hope to hear your feedback, and we'll see you guys back here next week.